The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. All people on planet Earth are 99% alike, but that last 1% is what makes each of us different.
God wants us, He's given us this fingerprint that nobody else has, and that nobody's ever had in history, that nobody in the future will ever have, so that we can leave an imprint in the world that nobody else can leave.
Coming up, inspirational speaker and pastor Keith Kraft and his wife Sheila describe the significance of each person's unique value for God.
Today, I'm Betty, and this is James, and we got some of our really longtime special friends.
I'm telling you what, I mean, we've got a couple that have impacted me since they've been together, and Keith actually went with me to a citywide crusade in Mexico City, and he was with a team that he had of feats of strength, and they could do them, Strike Force, and it was just great. And he's now pastor of Elevate Life Church. I just love the video spot that comes on every week here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We've got 6 million people in this whole metroplex. And there he is right after Joel Osteen goes off of his program. And he's standing there by Keith, and he's inviting everybody to go to this wonderful church, Elevate Life Church in Frisco. Well, Keith Kraft is the pastor, and he is a great leader of men and women and families. And his wife, Sheila, are with us. Would you welcome Keith Kraft and his wife, Sheila, to life today? Good to see you, buddy.
Thank you. It's an honor to be with you.
Yeah. You know, I almost got the policeman out here to bring his handcuffs and put them on you. But you broke them, what, it was about a week ago, you broke them again at your church?
A couple of weeks ago.
And you still got scars on your wrist.
I do have some scars, but I have to be honest, this is from my dog.
Oh, okay.
But he has swollen fingers.
Me and my dog
got
into it a little bit. But
yeah, but he did. Were you amazed when everybody pushed him to do all this stuff?
Yes, we were so proud of him being our pastor, and he's 54.
Yeah.
That he could still do that.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
You still look good. I came out to preach for him here some time ago, about last year, I guess. And when this guy looks like he's just left the gym, I'm thinking, I'm going to go back and get in my car. But, you know, you've written a book. Now, you've done a lot to teach leaders.
Yeah.
And even corporate leaders, and speak to businesses. If somebody wanted to communicate with you and say, what if we wanted Keith to come and address some kind of a men's leadership, whether it's corporate or in a church setting, do you have a website?
Yeah, I think they could contact us at keithcraft.org, and we'd be glad to do that. We've spoken really in some of the largest corporations in America, most recently Amdocs, a $3.5 billion company. They're based out of Israel. They brought 250 of their leaders to Atlanta, and I joined them there, and we taught them servant leadership. That's what we did. Not just leadership, but really servant leadership, that everything starts by serving. And
And it really does. The book that he's written that is out right now is called Your Divine Fingerprint and The Force That Makes You Unstoppable. And there's no pompousness in that. That's not arrogance. In order to be unstoppable, you know, like move mountains, part the sea, that's a supernatural power.
Absolutely.
And so if the gates of hell do not prevail, it's because there's a strength beyond ourselves. It's not mighty men with muscles, even though some may have that. There is a strength that goes far beyond the physical. When you talk about your divine fingerprint, your dad had some effect on you in that regard.
Yeah, he did. He was actually one of the original CSI guys before they were called crime scene investigators. He was a policeman, a detective with the Dallas Police Department. My dad was the first guy up in the Texas Book Depository after the JFK assassination. He found Lee Harvey Oswald's rifle. He found his chicken box. He was the first man on the scene. And so growing up in a home like that, I grew up with this awareness. In fact, I had an older brother, and when we got in trouble, my dad would say, "Who did it?" We never said, "Not me," ever. We never said, "I didn't do it," because the powder would come out, you know. No, that's your fingerprint. And I can remember, James, at being about 10 years old, and he took me to the, this is the first real strong remembrance I have. He took me to the Dallas Police Department, and he was actually fingerprinting me. And I remember looking up at him, and I said, "Dad, why do you fingerprint people?" And he said, "Well, to identify them at the scene of a crime." And I remember asking him this question: "Is that why we have a fingerprint, so we can be identified for something wrong that we've done?" And my dad really didn't have an answer to me. He said, "That's just what I do, son." So we were in the what I would call the bowels of the Dallas Police Department, and there were files and files. It looked like it went on, you know, at 10 years old, for miles and miles of file cabinets. And I said, "What are all these file cabinets?" And this is for the big computers and everything. And he said, "Well, these are the this is where we keep records of people's fingerprints that have committed crimes, and we take their fingerprint to match them against somebody that's perpetrated a crime." Well, when I was 14, I was sitting in a church. The pastor said, look at your hand. And he said, "Did you know you have a fingerprint that nobody else has?" And of course, I knew that, but that was the first time when I can remember at 14 years of age where God actually spoke to me and said to leave an imprint that nobody else can leave. And that really...
Say that over. I think it's important just to hear that. I said something to this audience before we came on the air, that if we have kingdom weight, gravity, God influence, we will leave an imprint.
Yes.
And I wasn't even thinking about right. You coming out. But we're supposed to make an imprint on planet Earth that God wants made, really, that we make uniquely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you know, again, forensic science, for the last 100 years, really until the last 10 years, but I'll say 100 years before the last 10 years, the only thing they've been have known to do with a fingerprint is to identify somebody at the scene of a crime. That day in that church, literally the Lord spoke to me. And I can remember Sheila and I met when we were 15, and we'll get to that in a minute. But when we met at 15, this was my speak, the very thing that I'm speaking to you right now, that God wants us, He's given us this fingerprint that nobody else has, and that nobody's ever had in history, that nobody in the future will ever have, so that we can leave an imprint in the world that nobody else can leave. And I can pick up this cup right here and not think one thing about it. I can think, "Hey, I'm taking a drink," and I can drink. But when I set that cup down, my fingerprint is on that cup. We don't consciously think about the power that's literally at the end of our fingertips, that's this divine fingerprint that God has given us, that's a natural, supernatural representation of really what I call the glory of God that's in us. And here's what's so cool. By 1984, you know, genome research, everybody began to hear about DNA. We'd never really heard about it before. It changed the criminologist world, because they were able to identify somebody now, not just by a fingerprint, but by their DNA, by a strand of their hair, et cetera. Well, what we discovered through genome science was this, that 99% of our DNA is all the same. There's only a 1% difference between everybody that ever has been born and everybody that ever will be born. That 1% that you have that nobody else has. One day I was reading the Word of God, and the longest prayer that's recorded in Scripture that Jesus prayed is in John 17. And in the 22nd verse, He says, "God, You've given Me Your glory. Now I give it to them." Now, I was raised in church, but I'd never heard that I'd been given the glory of God. I'd heard that I needed a Savior. I'd heard that I was a sinner. I'd heard that I needed the fruit of the Spirit. I'd heard a lot of things in church, but I'd never heard that Jesus, one of the main reasons He was put on this earth, was to give us the glory that had been given to Him by God, and that that's a deposit in each one of us. And in the book, I talk, James, about that I believe that 1% that you have that nobody else has and that nobody's ever had is a deposit of God's glory that the world has never seen, that's evidenced by your fingerprint that the world has never seen. And so I correlate that in the book, and how I believe that each one of us, because we are sons and daughters of the Most High God, go all the way back to Genesis 1. He let us make man in our own image. And the first act of God was He blessed us. And He blessed us. We literally have to unbless ourselves. He blessed us to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and to have dominion. And if we don't realize how powerful that our fingerprint is and how powerful that this 1% in each one of us is, then the world will never know what Jesus' prayer was, and that is that God, make them one so that the world will know that you sent me into the world. Well, you know what? If I don't know my fingerprint and the power of my imprint in your life, how can we ever come together as one that you have a deposit of God's glory that I need, that I have a deposit of God's glory that you need, and if any two of you can agree as touching anything on earth, my Father in heaven will make it happen on earth. That's the power of your divine fingerprint.
And that agreement starts with agreement with God.
Absolutely.
And one another. Because even when Jesus started in that prayer in John 17, he said, I pray they'll be one
yes.
with you as I am. And Jesus said, I never moved where I didn't see the Father move. That's why he did everything in the fullness of time.
Right.
He couldn't manipulate the Father. He waited to see where the Father looked, where he was moving. We need to learn to do that. We focus on him. We want him yes. to move us. We want to move with him. So our oneness starts with him.
Yeah,
we want to know your will. And then as we come together in this supernatural, let me tell you, the supernatural power of people in the family of God becoming a healthy, connected body submitted to the head. I'm telling you, the world's waiting to see that manifestation yeah. of Jesus. That's where we're built up into the fullness of the statue of Christ, which is what Paul talked about when he was writing to the Ephesians. You started, and by the way, this book is phenomenal. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, I'd love to send it to you just so you can track with it. But you really had a miracle start.
Yeah.
Now, we're actually going to talk to this beautiful couple, even in another program, because we want to talk about marriage and family and leadership and about the fingerprint that is unique with us. But you nearly died
yeah.
when you were just a little baby.
Well, I actually did die. I was pronounced dead. I was dead for over an hour. It's documented. It was on the front page of the Dallas Morning News. We tell the story in the book. It was on Thanksgiving Day, 1961, where my picture and the picture of my family were right on the front page of the Dallas Morning News. And it says a Thanksgiving blessing. And basically the byline underneath that picture says that Mr. and Ms. James M. Kraft will give thanks this year because their son, Keith Kraft, suffocated to death in a plastic bag but was brought back to life. And so it gives credit where credit's due, and that's ultimately to God. And so after the ambulance was dispatched to come to our house that had a flat on the way, a fireman picked up the call, and E.R. Kaufman, who was the fireman that was on duty, came to our house, 4416 West Clarendon in Dallas, and he said, how long has he been like this? And my grandmother said, well, for over an hour. And he said, ma'am, there's just not anything we can do, but we'll try. They tried oxygen. They tried mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Nothing worked. They pulled the sheet over me, pronounced me dead on the scene. And it was at that point that my born-again, spirit-filled mamaw looked up, and she said, God, you're the giver of life. You sent your son Jesus, and that same power that raised Jesus from the dead can raise this boy from the dead. And she had no longer gotten those words out of her mouth. Then literally the sheet blew off of me. My eyes popped open. And the fireman literally...
Thank you, God.
Yeah, absolutely. The fireman jumped back. My mamaw, you know, began to rejoice in the Lord. But, you know, they took me to the doctor. My doctor was a pediatrician named Dr. Crane. And when they found out that I had not breathed for over an hour, he said, well, we know for sure you'll have brain damage then. And of course, that's my excuse. You know, it's like, if you don't...
Sheila sadly confirmed it.
Absolutely. I mean, she majored in elementary education and learning disabilities. And we said, this is what makes this work. But no, that's really true. But it is a miracle. And again, I live with that. I think through that story of growing up that way, knowing that God had literally raised me from the dead, I did feel special. And I know that may sound hard to people, that may be hard to hear for some people who don't feel special, but here's what I can tell you. You don't have to go through a death experience to feel special, because Jesus went through a death experience,
right.
So you could be
special.
Know
you're special.
Absolutely.
Right.
But it's important that everybody know mm-hmm. that they have this fingerprint, that it's up to them to know how special that they are, and that God sees them as special. And the book is about how to discover, how to develop, and how to deploy that fingerprint into the world.
You know, one of the things that, and I really love, there's a lot of times I'd like to kind of be sure you're listening. You know, be like if I get your hand here. But you need to understand how special you really are,
yes.
no matter what you feel about yourself.
Yes.
This precious girl that I'm married to, you can't even believe how not special she felt. She was so shy that people thought she wasn't smart. And you know what I've gotten to do?
I thought I wasn't smart.
I have gotten to spend years pointing out and praising how brilliant she is, because she is, and how special she's been to me, to people who know her, to our children and our grandchildren. And I think there's so many of you that just, you need to hear that from God. Now,
yeah.
And you want to hear it from somebody. I'm trying to be that somebody, like I try to be for Betty. You just need to know you're really special. I want you to tell this, and we'll have to do it briefly because we're going to pick up on it the next program. But when you all were started dating at 15, we started at 15.
Yeah.
And God led me with wisdom way beyond a 15-year-old. But you kind of, you told her when you told her you cared about her that yeah. you thought you knew what it would take to
You tell him.
Yeah, so when we first started dating, he sat down with me and he said, okay, I want you to know that before I ask you to go steady with me, there's two things that you need to know. He said, so he took a piece of paper and he drew a triangle and he put God at the top. He put my name on one side and his name on the other side. And he drew two arrows and he said, if you'll be your best for God and I'll be my best for God, I believe we can meet at the top if we'll always put God first and that we'll have a good relationship. And he said, the second thing, he said, I want us to always communicate. He said, are you in agreement with that? And I thought, well, I like to talk. I mean, communication, that sounds great to me. And because at 15, I mean, I don't know if I really understood what he was saying. Of course, I was a believer and I wanted to be my best for God, but to really have that understanding. And so so he was really, in our relationship, he was establishing core values, even though he didn't understand that at that age, but that's what he was doing, saying, we both want to be our best for God. And I want us to always communicate, because it says in the Word, don't let the sun go down on your anger and give foothold to the devil. So I don't want us to practice divorce, because a lot of couples, they break up and they make up and they continue this in their relationship, and really what they're doing yeah. is they're practicing divorce. So when we get mad at each other, we're not going to walk away mad. We're going to make sure we talk through it if we have to be on the phone all night long. And that's what we did. We fought all the time, James.
All the time, yes.
Daddy, we fought all the time, but
because
you know what?
She's like her and I'm like you. So we fought all the time.
Yeah.
I've said
I know y'all did.
We took that verse very seriously about yeah. not let the sun go down your head. Don't go to sleep angry. And so we never have. We just went 3 weeks without sleep.
All right.
The point is that you really, something happens in the chemistry of your body.
Yeah.
It really begins to shut things down. And that root of bitterness begins to fester. Paul called it like a canker, like a cancer. And many are defiled, Paul said, writing to the Romans. Many defiled.
Right.
So let's get over that. Look, I would like to send you the book. You appreciate this couple. They're going to be with us and talk more about marriage and uniqueness and how we get along. And let me just tell you again, the Elevate Life Church in Frisco is great, and he's doing a great work. She's doing a great work in leadership, and a lot of young people are in the church. I think it's just wonderful, and I highly recommend it to you. You don't have to wait for Joel Osteen to say that to you on the commercial in the Metroplex. I'm saying it worldwide. They are sent from God. They have unique fingerprints to show you how unique you are. I do want to send you this book to say thank you, but here's what I want you to do, and I know Keith and Sheila, you're going to love this. We are rescuing precious girls and children from being sexually preyed upon and trafficked. Prisoners. Now, I want you to watch, because here's the deal. I'm not showing you something that has no hope. I'm showing you perfect hope and help. I'm showing you a miracle that you are to be a part of. I really believe that. Watch closely.
Tonight, there will be children in various parts of the world who will not be tucked into a warm bed by a caring loved one, nor will they experience the safety and security of a permanent place they can call home. Instead, many will find themselves in streets filled with violence or down alleyways teeming with sex predators searching for their prey. Once in their clutches, the unimaginable nightmare begins for innocent young children as human traffickers force them into a life of prostitution. For most victims, the inhumane treatment they receive at the hands of these depraved people produces both physical and emotional scars that will haunt them for the rest of their lives. Others may die in captivity or simply disappear, never to be seen again by their loved ones. It is a known fact that every minute, two children will be forced into the sex slave trade. The haunting question is, who will become their next victim?
Well, when I saw that door close, it's such a young little girl. I don't know, sometimes I feel like there isn't any way I can ever speak effectively enough or even adequately communicate the situation to encourage a response, but I don't know how you could not want to reach out and say, I want to stop that. You know, they arrested 50 of the predators at the Super Bowl that had brought in girls to traffic, and many of them young. And they set a lot of them free in New York City. Betty, we're working all over the world. In Cambodia right now, we want to build a safe house where 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we can bring these girls in. And here's the thing. Many of the areas we work, we have to use only hidden cameras, and we can't even show the girls that we rescue from the face anymore because they'll recognize them and they'll come get them and take them back and oftentimes kill them. So we found out we can't let them be identified. Now, there's some places we can. Where you saw them there, we're still safe to let you see the girls we're actually trying to rescue. And we can actually show you some that have been rescued because it hasn't gotten to the extent it is like in Thailand, where we have the largest rescue center, I guess anywhere probably on the planet. And it was started by Hollywood producers and workers who watched our program and got a burden and saw missionary efforts and sold everything and went over there, and they've never come back home. And they built this house of destiny. Well, we built it. You did. And it's just amazing. But we can't show those children from the face anymore. You can see them singing from behind in the beautiful home, but we can't let you see them because they'll capture them on the streets now because we're training them. We're teaching them. These might be workers. So it's very dangerous. But here's the thing, Betty. We can rescue one of these girls, and sometimes boys they take, for $128. And we've got some friends like you who said, I tell you what, we believe in it so much, we'll match it. Which means if you give $128 to rescue one, we've got two, because somebody just matched it. Some people say, I couldn't give $128, but you give $64, now it's doubled, and we rescued another one. And then, Betty, we need to spend $345,000 to build that safe house that would cost a couple of million or more here. But over there, we can do it for that. And, Betty, I don't know how anyone who could do something wouldn't want to rescue those girls.
We can't say it any simpler than what James just expressed. We need your help to give these precious children a place, a safe haven. I can't even imagine. We have five beautiful granddaughters. I can't even imagine someone basically caging them up, and every day of the week, every night, maybe every hour, taking them, molesting them, abusing them, beating them up, and treating them like animals, and then threatening them if they don't do what they're told to do. We can make the difference. We can get these children out and reach out and offer them hope. They don't see any hope in life.
Well, they're going to see it because hope looks like Jesus. Mm-hmm. It looks like the love of God and expressed through people who extend His hands. The missionaries are ready. Let's enable them to be effective. Would you dial the number, take your bank card, please, or go online and go to lifetoday.org and say, here's my gift. Make the largest gift you can. It'll be doubled. If you can possibly help us build that safe house, give a gift of $1,000 or several thousand. Now, let's do this. Please, whatever you can do, go to the phone, go online. If you do want to mail a check, make it to Life. All right, but call us, please, and tell us you're mailing it because we need to know. We've got some beautiful gifts for you to say thank you and to help you grow in your spiritual life. You're giving to set people free, and we're giving to help you live as an overcomer to be a blessing to others.
Human trafficking. It's impossible to believe, but at this very moment, innocent children, many very young, are being sold and forced into sexual slavery and exploited in every way imaginable. And someone must save them. With your help today, we can reach, rescue, and restore their hope for a better future. And now, a miracle opportunity of a matching grant means your gift of $128 to help rescue a child will be matched to help rescue two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help rescue one child from the horrors of human trafficking. This year, with your help, we also hope to build a safe house in Cambodia where young rescued girls can find safety, loving care, and direction for a new life. The cost of this safe house is $345,000. With your gift, please request My Daily Gift, a beautiful new devotional describing the great love of God who treasures you more than you can imagine. With your gift of $128, which today will help rescue two children, you'll receive the Side-by-Side Bible, which includes the easy-to-read New International Version and the Amplified Text with its additional words and insights. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 to help establish the safe house in Cambodia. And you may request our 2014 commemorative glass sculpture, The Blessing. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I hope you'll give us an opportunity to send you the Blessing glass sculpture. It's so beautiful. Wherever you display it, it'll radiate the light. We're sending My Daily Gift. It's 100 promises for your every need. These are from the Word of God, the Side-by-Side Bible to help you grow. And then today, if you'd like to have it, what Keith has to share is, I believe, of divine gifting and enabling to help you understand your uniqueness on this planet for the glory of God. We'll send it to you if you'd like to have it. And you help us reach out to those girls and those in need, and we'll also send you this if you'd like to have it. Join us in thanks to Sheila and Keith Kraft.
Thank you.
Elevate Life Church.
Thank you.
KeithKraft.org if you want to communicate with him and say, hey, could you come speak to our leaders? And if you can, I'm sure you'll work on it. They'll be back with us another program this week, and we'll talk about how unique you are.
God just may have an imprint that He wants each one of us to leave in the world that only we can leave.
Keith and Sheila Kraft, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.